there once lived in San Juan two white corn maidens with their saya. Saya is a word for grandmother in Tewa. The two white corn maidens are called white corn maidens because they're because of their innocence and their youth. White corn maidens ground corn every day. This is customary in an Indian home. People ground corn so they can have something to eat during the day when they get hungry. And the two white corn maidens did the grinding because grandmother was too old and she no longer ground corn. One day, when the two white corn maidens were sitting at their otaho, which means the grinding stone, the grandmother said to them, "Hurry with the grinding so we can eat, because tomorrow you are going to pick some wild plums. We need the wild plums to dry for the winter so we can have something to cook during storage, and we can eat the plums during storytelling time." So the two white corn maidens said okay, and when they got through grinding and had supper, they all got ready for bed. Satya, because she's old and was tired, unrolled her wofban. Wofban is the mattress that you sleep on. She unrolled her wofban and laid down and went to sleep. And when she was asleep, the white corn maidens undid their wofban and got ready for bed. And the next morning when they got up early, they went to pick the plums. And while they were picking, the younger maiden heard singing in the distance, which was coming their way. The younger one said to the older one, said, "Listen, I hear somebody singing." And the older one said, "It must be my nose you're hearing. My nose always whistles when I breathe." And the younger one said, "Don't say that. Listen, it is somebody singing." So they listened, and sure enough, there was singing. Somebody was singing, and the singing was coming their way. And so they hurried and picked their plums. And when they were through, they waited for the singer to come by. And when he was passing by, they noticed that he was a young, good-looking boy. And so they called him, and they noticed that he was wearing earrings made out of broken gourds. So they called him and asked him to sing. He said, "Will you sing for us? You sing so beautifully." And he stopped and he said, "Yes, I'll sing." And he sang for them. And then the two girls said to one another, "Shall we take him home with us? Let's ask him to go home with us." And so they did. I said, "Will you come home with us? You can live with us. We live with our grandmother, but she doesn't have to know." So they took him home, and they hid him in the storage bin where they hide the... in the storage bin where they store up the corn. And the grandmother scolded the girls because they were gone all day. Said, "Where have you been? I waited and waited. It should not have taken you so long to pick the plums." And she told them, said, "You better fix something to eat so we can eat And the younger one makes him atole. Atole is cornmeal gruel that you can drink out of a bowl or a cup. And the older one makes him petamande. Petamande is cornmeal tamales. And when they were through, the older one passed the petamande, and the younger one filled up the bowls with atole, and they ate. When they were through, because the grandmother was old and tired, she undid her huofang and laid down for the night. She soon fell asleep, and when she fell asleep, the two girls went in to get the pokave e'enu, which is the name of the skeleton boy. The skeleton boy has been roaming around to see who will pick him up to take him home. And so the two maidens did not know that they had brought home skeleton boy. They went in to get Pokave e'enu in the storage room and brought him up and told him he could lay down in the middle and sleep, and the two will sleep on the side, both sides of Pokave e'enu. So they went to sleep, and the next morning when grandmother woke up, she went to get the girls up. She noticed that the skeleton boy was sleeping between the two of them. And she called the girls. Wake up. Look who you have sleeping between the two of you. And she grabbed Pokave e'enu by the arms and threw him out with a rattle. Threw him out in the yard. And the two girls got up and were wondering why grandmother was calling Pokave e'enu the skeleton boy when they had brought a nice looking boy the night before. And so they went out to look, and sure enough, out in the yard was skeleton boy, still wearing his gourd earrings. The grandmother said, "You better be careful who you bring home. And I want you to let me know when you bring people home to spend the night." And so when they saw the skeleton boy out there, they were both frightened and promised their grandmother that they will be more careful when they bring home anybody. They let her know and promise that they'll not bring home strangers.